Zimbabweans voted today in the most crucial election since independence in 1980, many of them desperate to end the misery of economic collapse under veteran President Robert Mugabe. But in the but the opposition said Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party was planning to steal victory through multiple voting by its supporters. The MDC party of the main challenger, Morgan Tsvangirai, also said voting ink could be removed from ballots with detergent. Combined with a bloated voter roll and the printing of 3 million extra ballot papers, they say that this ensures there will be multiple voting. Zimbabwe, its once prosperous economy in ruins, is suffering the world's highest inflation rate at more than 100,000%, chronic food shortages and fuel shortages, and a rampant HIV/AIDS epidemic that has contributed to a steep decline in life expectancy. Mugabe, who blames the collapse on Western sanctions, faces the biggest challenge yet of his 28-year rule from veteran rival Morgan Tsvangirai and ruling ZANU-PF party defector Simba Makoni. Preliminary results are expected by Monday. We spoke with Bev Clark of the Kubatana Trust of Zimbabwe, who told us more about the atmosphere on the streets during today's vote.
We're hearing that there's a very heavy police presence, I think to intimidate and to cower people. The turnout seems to be quite low, which is disappointing. And it's very, very calm. It looks like a model election. So the feeling on the streets of Harare at the moment is very muted. And I think that a lot of people, whilst hoping for change, have a fear that this election has been so rigged that perhaps it's even meant that people haven't gotten out to vote because they felt that it's pointless.